not Melody's history. She's the expert. I'm only the hard help, so to speak. But nonetheless, we'll try to get along here until Melody comes in and joins us. And excuse the rough takeoff here, but kind of got me by surprise. I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden we were off and we were on, and it's been up and down. So nonetheless, we are with you. It is the 24th day of April, 2018. There's a lot to talk about here, a lot of things to talk about financially, and I'm hoping to get Melody on, of course, because she is the one that absolutely, folks, is a financial expert on this broadcast. As far as I'm concerned, she's an expert over a lot of other people, period. That's why I deal with Melody all the time when I deal with precious metals. Melody Sushim is the one I go to. And I had some news headlines here, but, you know, I kind of hate to take off without Melody, but I guess I will anyway if you don't mind. And I can give you a report on the gold and silver prices. Melody always does that. Hopefully, we'll get her joined in a minute. She can come in and fill us in on what's happening there with the markets and all that. So forgive me for being unprepared in that direction, but I had no idea there'd be problems here with the hookup today. But nonetheless, let's get in some news headlines. Turkey wants to repatriate its gold from the U.S. in order to ditch the dollar. Now, a lot of things are going on, and they want to get their gold back from the United States. They have already brought back 220 tons of gold from different countries, and 28.7 tons from U.S. last year. Now, I don't know if U.S. has all Turkey's gold or not anymore. Who knows what happens to it? But my question is this, two questions. Why do you want to drop the dollar now? I think I understand some reasons why, of course. But why would any nation give their most important financial asset to another nation to take care of? Maybe I'm just being silly here, and maybe it's something I don't understand, don't see. But that's kind of like if you purchase precious metals, you take them over and give them to your bank to watch out for you, put it back for you, and knowing what could happen to a bank at any time, or to anyone else, actually. Even sometimes, maybe some people you thought were your friends, you give them to that could keep it in safekeeping. Folks, I don't know why anybody want to do that. I really don't know. But it's kind of strange that Turkey wants gold back from the U.S., and they give it to the U.S. in the first place. I know that may sound totally silly to you all, but it doesn't make any sense to me. And Iran is wanting to switch from the dollar to the euro. That could be a biggie. Really, really. It says Iran's feud with the U.S. is set to get worse after Tehran announced yesterday that it will start reporting foreign currency amounts in euros rather than U.S. dollars as part of the country's efforts to reduce its reliance on American currency due to political tension with Washington. Now, about 9% of the countries in the world still do use the dollar as a medium of exchange. They do. But more and more countries are backing out of it. And I know that with the sanctions and whatever we put on Iran, they aren't too friendly towards us, and I can understand a lot of reasons why. But the dollar will maybe cease being used as a medium of trade, we'll say, for Iran. And I know other nations would discuss me doing the same thing. As you just heard, Turkey wants to drop the dollar also. But here's another interesting point that I think kind of fits in here. Hey, Melody's with us. Melody, you there?
Yes, I didn't want to interrupt you.
I'll make one more point, and I'll let you come on. Just hang on, man. I got to make one more point here. I was talking about Iran dropping the dollar. Now, it looks like Israel and Iran may be going to war. And I have to wonder if those two things are linked. I know, sounds silly. But I wonder if Iran dropping the dollar and Israel and Iran crossing swords could be part of the reason. I mean, you know, I don't know that, but it just seems kind of strange that this is all happening at one time. But nonetheless, Melody Sushim, welcome to your program.
Well, thank you for having me today, Pastor Butch. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you. I'll let you kick it off where you always do.
All righty. So I take it you didn't get to any of the market reports?
No, I did. I didn't, and maybe I should have been prepared to do that, but I know you always do that.
You're slipping there.
I know. Well, I'm getting old.
Well, let me go ahead and get to the gold prices today. We had a little bit of a return from the deep, deadly drop that we had yesterday. We had gold up $6 today at $1,331. Silver was up 10 cents today at $16.78. Platinum was up $10 at $934. Palladium was down 7 at $979. I'm anxious to see what the dollar is doing. The dollar is down 0.17 at 90.76. Reason gold was so weak yesterday is we had a huge jump in the dollar index, and crude oil was only down 83 cents today at 67.81. So not too big of a day on oil. The paper markets today at one point were down 600 points. Did claw itself back down 1.75%, 424 points to the downside at 24,024. The NASDAQ was down about the same amount, down 121 points, 1.70% at 7,007. So they're all holding key numbers, both the Dow and the NASDAQ. And the S&P was down 35 at 26,34, down a little over 1.33%. The big news of the day, the 10-year yield did hit 3%, didn't close, and that was the first time it hit since, I think, 2014. So that is a big deal. Let's see if it closes above there and to see if the trend is definitely stronger. It's definitely higher. We'll see. We don't know the time frame of the trend, so we'll see how that continues to go. The Feds are meeting here in the first part of May, but that isn't, I don't believe it is a rate increase. It's June. They'll decide. So we'll have to see what's going on there. And, of course, the euro was stronger. European and Asian markets were pretty much flat. Hong Kong was up by 1.25%. And that's it. And I think the news, I don't know how far you got into the program, but I know you were talking about Iran moving away from the dollar as last pledged to replace the dollar with the euro in its foreign currency accounting. We also have China. You know, we know that China introduced the world's first yuan-denominated oil contracts last month. And again, this is a continuing effort to raise its currency global profile. We also had Venezuela and the trouble that they're having. They launched a Bitcoin-like cryptocurrency this year, much to a failure. I don't know if it's doing better by now or not. We also know that Russia is ramping up its gold reserves, trying to diversify away from the dollar.
Yes, I got some on that, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, it really is interesting. Just like what you said, Pastor Butch, I mean, we still, the U.S. currency is involved in nearly 9 out of 10 transactions in the daily 5.1 trillion foreign exchange market. Still a lot of numbers. The dollar makes up nearly two-thirds of the 11.42 trillion in foreign exchange reserves held by central banks. Personally, what I believe, it doesn't matter if they did 99% of the world's transactions. Once you begin to lose faith, once you begin to lose confidence, once you begin to have countries begin to move away, puts pressure on that confidence. The dollar doesn't have to go from doing 9 out of 10 transactions down to zero of those transactions. If it goes from 9 out of 10 down to 7, that's a big impact.
It truly is. But you know, you made a statement, though, if we lose faith, if they lose faith in us, Melly, that's all the U.S. dollar's got is faith. Nothing's backing it. I mean, we use it because we have faith. It's good. But there's nothing behind it but our faith. If we would lose faith in a piece of paper, it's not worth anything, is it?
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. So
now, people have to think about that. We don't have money. We have a piece of paper we call money, and it's backed by nothing except that you and I still take it to the grocery store and buy a loaf of bread or get a gallon of gas, whatever, and pass it on to somebody else. We do not pass anything of worth to anybody else. We run on a piece of paper. And when people finally realize it's nothing but a piece of paper, it's over. So when all the nations of the world realize, hey, this is nothing, it's just a piece of paper and digits that we fool with, why would they support it?
Well, the thing of it is, they all have fiat currencies.
They do.
You know, the world is run on fiat currencies.
But some of them are starting to change a little bit, though. Some of them are starting to change a little bit, though. I mean, that could make a difference, you think?
Well, you know, they're taking back their gold, but they're still not backing their currencies. And it's kind of hard to back your currency with gold or anything, for that matter, when it's all backed by debt. You know, and that's the key thing. You have the world debt that is trending higher and higher. There's no concerns about spending. They have to continue to fuel these world economies. The world economies are synchronized by stimulus from central banks. I say this almost every day. The world economies are stimulated by central banks and governments. You pull that stimulus away, and what do you got? I saw the Bank of Japan saying, hey, yeah, we're going to continue the stimulus. We'll worry about pulling back in about 5 years. 5 years?
Yeah. Turkey, I got to share this, because I just mentioned about Turkey wanting to repatriate its gold, and I still can't figure out why they would give the gold to us to watch in the first place, or other than another country. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me. But it said on Friday, Turkey unveiled its latest unorthodox financial surprise when a local newspaper reported that Ankara will repatriate all of its gold held at the New York Fed. The stated reason, an attempt to circumvent the dollar. Why do we make all loans in dollars? This is using other currencies, said Turkey President Recep Tayyip Erdogan during his speech at the Global Entrepreneurship Congress in Istanbul, April 16th. I suggest that the loans be made based on gold. It goes on to say then, and what some saw an appeal for a gold standard, I like that, and what some saw for an appeal for a gold standard by Turkish president and a bid to sever ties with the U.S. dollar, Erdogan added that with the dollar, the world is always under exchange rate pressure. We should save states and nations from this exchange rate pressure. Gold has never been a tool of oppression throughout history. What a statement. So he's saying fiat currencies can be used as a way of oppression. Gold trades evenly, Melody.
Mm-hmm. It does.
I mean, what a powerful statement. I think that's phenomenal that he just made a statement to the fact that what you've been trying to tell people for 30 years is really true. I mean, gold has never been used as a tool of oppression throughout history because it's a medium of exchange. It's the same value everywhere.
It is.
Wow.
And the reasons, my understanding, the reasons why a lot of these countries have, you know, their gold stored in London, you know, it's a big financial center. New York is a big financial center. And what happens is these countries were acquiring gold. They kept it all stored in the same place. And what they do is when they exchange and pay debt and so forth, they just put the thing that goes underneath it, prop it up, and they move it to the other corner. So it was a way to manage moving gold around to the various entities, you know. And I think that had a lot to do with the IMF and everything as far as storage facilities and so forth. But I think
I wouldn't trust them. I would not trust other countries.
That's why they're taking them back. Well, we don't know how much we have in that. Yeah, we don't know. I mean, when was the last time, you know, Fort Knox was audited? When was the last time the Fed was audited?
It never has been.
Never has. So, you know, we don't know. You know, it's just like these ETFs, these gold ETFs. So everybody just thinks they're, you know, great as popcorn. When was the last time they were audited? Oh, well, they get audited once in a while. Well, are you sure about that? Are you sure about that? I don't think these ETFs are, but they're supposed to be buying, you're supposed to be holding, 10% of an ounce, I guess? And they're supposed to be buying the physical metal? Highly unlikely.
Well, I just can't understand, again, and maybe I'm just suspicious by nature, but if I were, I'm just telling you to break it down to a family level. I want to keep control of my own what wealth I had and control of myself. Not because I wouldn't have a good neighbor or whatever would be honest with me and help me do certain things with it. But I'd rather keep it under my control where I know that what's going on with it. I mean, as you said, the U.S. may have already sold the gold to somebody else. I mean, who knows what happened to it? So in my idea, Turkey and all the other nations that trust us, including Germany and the rest of them, we're playing a fool's game there.
Absolutely. Well, you're a person who's accountable. And when you have currency that's backed by gold, it means politicians have to be accountable. And, you know, and you have smaller governments. Well, you all know they don't want smaller government. They don't want to be accountable for their spending. And that's why we are where we are today. That's why everything is broke. Everyone is broke. There is no money. There's no wealth. It's debt. That's why we don't have infrastructure spending. That's why our bridges are falling apart. That's why our airports are falling apart, because all the money that is taken from the citizens as taxes all goes to servicing the debt, a large part of it. So how can it take care of its citizens?
It can't. You mentioned Russia, you know, it's moving back to gold. Russia just bought 300,000 ounces of gold. Now, to me, that doesn't compute. 300,000 ounces of gold, that's a lot of gold. They got almost 2,000 tons in reserve already. I said both China and Russia have the power already to establish the U.S. dollar by dumping dollar-denominated assets. I mean, either nation could bring the dollar down if they wanted to. Do you think that's true?
Well, I mean, if you really look at the governments that are really buying gold, you have China, you have Russia, you have Turkey want their gold back, even Germany wanted their gold back, but they're still part of the European Union. I mean, these are countries that are being placed with a tremendous amount of sanctions. Look at the sanctions that have been placed on Russia. Look at the sanctions that have been placed on Iran. Look at the sanctions that have been, that are, you know, trade wars with China. So, to me, what better way to protect yourself against all of these things that are coming from the United States is to preserve and bring back their gold? Because what better way can you protect your government and your finances than by owning gold? So they know what's going on. They know how important it's going to be, and they will be in a better position. You know, they might have to handle all these sanctions and all these tariffs and trade wars and whatever right now. But who's going to be in a better position when that debt comes tumbling down?
That's true. That's true. And Iran wants to use a euro now instead of the dollar, too, in its trade. And I just wonder what that's going to mean to Iran, really. I mean, the U.S. has been known to bomb people for that kind of stuff.
Yep. Well, what do you think it is? We have May 12th. When the U.S. is going to have to decide if they're going to continue the Iranian deal or not.
Yep.
Now, you've got the France President Macron over here trying to talk Trump into staying with the nuclear deal. And we'll be talking about that when we come back. You're listening to Financial Survival. Even while we sleep, we will find you acting on your bed.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Do what the major countries of the world are doing, protecting their finances with buying gold. You know, when you have Russia buying, and I'm not a fan of Russia, but when you have Russia buying 300,000 ounces of, was it 300,000 ounces?
300,000 ounces, yes.
Yeah. Of gold, you know, they're planning. These other major countries are planning. So I think you should too, and you should give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. Prices are very competitive. Our quality is top notch. And of course, our service, we've been doing this for a very long time. And we just don't have complaints. And
we
service everyone, and we communicate. You know, if someone doesn't understand something or doesn't understand how something works, we explain. So you don't get any surprises. You know, often someone calls me and says, Melody, I want to send you some coins to sell. And I'll say, what is it? And they don't know. They don't know the coins that they have. To me, that is just... Why would you spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on something that you don't even know what you purchased?
Well, and they trusted somebody, which can be good, but it also can be bad.
Just baffles me. But yeah, you know, they've trusted, and they were listening to the pitch and not to the product and the cost. So that means they were taken on the price also.
They probably paid a very huge price.
So.
Well, you mentioned a minute ago about the price of oil come down 68 cents or so a barrel. That's not a whole lot, but according to the article here, that it said it's going to tumble because if we keep the agreement with Iran, the price is going to drop really rapidly. I mean, do you think it will happen if we make an agreement? Do you think it's going to drop that much?
No, I don't.
And
I'll tell you why. Because in January, Iran shipped 1.8 million barrels, down from 2.3. This is according to the S&P Global Platts trade. China's the biggest customer. You have a bunch more heading to India and to South Korea. And I think with Iran's market strategy, and we've seen this, how they're changing and using the euro now, I don't see... I don't see why that would lower if an agreement was made that Iran is going to do much more to allow the price to drop.
Well, you mentioned to me off the phone a while ago that Saudi Arabia, Trump is complaining because the price of oil is so high. I guess he's talking to Saudi Arabia, that the price of gasoline is so high here. And you mentioned the fact that's really true, that if we can't even afford to pave the roads and the cost of fuel goes up, how are we going to afford to do anything else?
No, people can't.
It hurts me. I'm sure it hurts everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's how thin of a line that we're towing. And, you have Tehran. They're accusing their neighboring Arab countries of foreigners and their intelligence organization, along with domestic opponents, sabotaging the various countries' currency markets. And so, you know, it all comes down to that currency. It all comes down to them using the euro. I think that all comes down to those sanctions. And I'm not so sure that if they make this agreement and if they do go along and maybe make some changes to... How long is it going to last?
Yeah, that's it. I just wonder. Makes you wonder, because everything is, it's like walking on a tightrope. Anything can go wrong any second. I mean, really. I mean, that's how the finances of all the nations, but America surely is, the least slip either direction could cause a disaster, couldn't it?
Yes, it could. So, I don't know. Maybe they'll drop a little bit. Do I think they're going to go back to 50? No, I don't. I do believe that, you know, to some degree, the global economies are picking up. They're being stimulated enough. So there has been a demand for oil. The price of oil has risen. You have inflation. You're beginning to see inflation creep in. So again, higher oil prices, it's just a signal of inflation. There's tons of byproducts that are made with oil. You're going to see prices on all those rise. You know, we focus on gasoline because that's the biggest impact to most families. But everything, basically almost everything we purchase, anything that's plastic is basically an oil byproduct.
It is. Absolutely is. Yes, it is.
Yeah. So again, prices will be rising, kind of offsetting any type of tariff that's placed on products.
Go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt you. You're doing good.
I heard the other day that somebody was talking about, well, we really don't have trade wars. We're having negotiations. Well, that's all fine and dandy. But the bottom line is, none of these negotiations even make sense. You know, they throw things out, people glob onto it, and then nothing really happens. It's really the same old program, and yet people just think things changed.
It's a magician's trick. They're good at it.
Yeah.
You know, China is starting to push, like some other nations are, for a cashless society, and I can understand the reason why for that. I really can. And this article makes a point here that we both of us know, but I haven't really thought about. You know, they used to print $1,000 bills in this country. You know that, right?
That's correct.
They used to make $500 bills, and the last one went on. The last $500 bill went out of circulation back in 1969. Now, as far as I know, I never saw a $500 bill. I don't know they ever saw one that I can remember, even as growing up. Matter of fact, I can't remember any seeing $100 bills growing up because Dad and Mom didn't make that kind of money. But you talk about inflation. In 1969. Now, this is unbelievable, Nellie, because that hasn't been forever ago. 50 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just about?
Well, more than...
Yeah, about 51 years.
Yeah.
Today's $100 bill is only worth 10 cents on the dollar compared to the $100 bill in 1969. So $10, $10, if you got a $100 bill, it'll buy the same thing it would for $10 back in 1969. Now, let that sink in a second. That's a lot of difference, Melody Seastrom.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I don't care. People say, well, the dollar's still here. But it's worth less every day. People, it's worth less every day. I mean, how do you people understand that? If you made $400 back in 1969, how much would that be worth in today's currency at $10 per $100 bill? Think about that. I mean, back then, $400 a month was a fairly good salary.
Yeah, it was. I remember going to the grocery store. I shared this story before. I go to the grocery store, and, you know, when you're young, you had to pick up things, and, you know, you only have a certain amount of money to spend. And there's a few times I got to the counter, and, you know, I was over, so you give a few things back. So to make sure that that didn't happen, I would figure out, well, if I priced everything at a dime, I could pretty much just glance at my card, do a quick calculation. I was never over. And I used a dime. Then I had to go to a quarter.
Uh-huh.
Today, I use $5. I count each product as $5. 5, 10, 15, 20, 20. And I'm rarely wrong. I'm always within a dollar or two. It doesn't matter.
The dollar just dropped down to a tenth of what it was 50 years ago.
Yeah.
How much dropped down between 1933 and 1969?
Yes. Absolutely.
That's called inflation. And whether with the dollar still working, it works, but it takes much more of them to make it work. And it's losing value every day. So even though you're making more money today on paper in zeros, you're making less overall because inflation's eaten it up. Now, I can see that, Melody, and I'm pleased to know this. I'm not the brightest bulb in the house, but I can figure that out. I'm still not making $4,000 a month. Are you? I mean, I'm this kind of personal question, but I don't make $4,000 a month what I'm doing, and that's what $400 would buy back in 1969. That's a lot of difference. A lot of difference there.
Ridiculous. Look at cars, and I was looking at a little. I shared this too on the radio not too long ago. I was looking at a early 70s, an MG. Was it an MG Midget? MGB? What are they? Yeah, the little midget.
Yeah, I'm talking about it.
Yeah, $3,500. Well, they don't make those cars anymore, but a little sports car like that today would be $35,000.
At least. A new Cadillac back in the 70s, brand new Cadillac, about $5,000.
Yeah.
What are they today?
60, 50.
Yeah. I mean, 10 times what you were. That's a dollar dropped 10 times in value. The Cadillac went up 10 times in price. Mm-hmm. Now, the car didn't change that much, actually. And if you had $100 in gold, it'd still be worth how much today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you could still buy a Cadillac, couldn't you?
You could still buy a Cadillac.
There you go, folks. It's just that easy. It's not complicated. It's called thinking. And I know that gets complicated sometimes. But, you know, we're talking about people, though, and myself included. Semi-retired, and money is getting tighter and tighter, and I ain't denying it. I still work. I mean, I'm semi-retired, but still work trying to pay the bills. But the pension plan, according to the World Economic Forum, there is a combined retirement savings gap in excess of $70 trillion in 2015. Melody, $70 trillion pension gap. How long can they float that?
Your guess is as good as mine.
And if something doesn't happen, they say by 2050, which I'll never live to see, but $400 trillion. That can't go on that way. Cities and counties and states are going bankrupt. They can't even pay pensions. So.
And you know what's interesting, too, is how many of those pensions are based on the stock markets. And look, we're having record stock markets, and they're still so underfunded. You know, where does the stock market have to go to help them? You know, the Dow, 100,000? That ain't going to happen. You know, all in hyperinflation, who knows? But, I mean, what are all those dollars going to buy you? A cup of coffee?
Well, I cannot tell you. Can you remember a dime cup of coffee?
Yeah,
I
sure can
too. What's the cost now? A cup of coffee.
Oh, if you go to Starbucks, $8.
Well, no, I don't. I wouldn't go to Starbucks for a bit.
I wouldn't either. But
a local restaurant, probably about $1.50 cup of coffee now, something like that. Probably.
Yeah. I would think.
So it went up 15 times in price. Are the cups 15 times bigger? Or what's the difference here?
Well, they actually got smaller, just like everything else.
They did. So they took the silver out of the dime. Which is worth the silver dime worth what, about $2 now?
Almost
$2. So you still buy a cup of coffee for a dime,
can
you?
Still for a dime, yes you can.
There you go. Man, this is so easy. I mean, a hillbilly like me can figure this out. If we had real money, coffee wouldn't be $1.50 a cup.
No, it wouldn't.
That's amazing how I figured that on my own like that after all these years being taught by people like you. I appreciate folks like you as patient. I really do. But
you know,
to me, it's ridiculous. I mean, I mean, we could still buy a gallon of gas 20 cents if we had silver dimes to do it with. Right? $3?
Absolutely.
$3 a little better. We still buy a gallon of gas. Gas did not raise in price, folks. The dollar dropped in value. It's just that easy. So if I go in and pick out some of my silver dimes in there, and I could exchange them, you know, I mean, if I wanted cash money, I could say, Melody Seastrom, I like to have these back in paper dollars. They went up in value over the last 10 or 15 years, haven't they?
Yes.
So, see, I can't say about a bank savings account. Well, they got maybe a half cent a year, I'm guessing. I don't know what they are now. I haven't kept money in the bank for so long, I have no idea.
Well, you know, with rates rising a little bit, the rates on CDs are coming up a little bit more. I think savings accounts, they'd be less than a CD. I mentioned on Monday's program, I saw a bank advertising, I think it was a six-month CD for 2.25%, which is still meaningless. But
2.25%, what's inflation? Not real inflation.
Real inflation is probably around 10.
Yeah. So, gee, you're gaining, aren't you? Ha ha.
Yeah. That's what people don't understand. It doesn't matter what the banks are giving you. That's still going to be under the rate of inflation. You're still going
to be
losing your purchasing power.
It has to be. If there wasn't, they'd go broke.
It's the only thing that you have, the only thing that you get is your monthly statement, a piece of paper that tells you how much money you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's not keeping up with the rate of inflation. I always have to laugh when people talk about Social Security. And it's like, oh, well, you know, Social Security gives you an inflation-adjusted increase. Yeah, okay, what, a buck? I mean
1%?
It's 1%. Laughable.
It's laughable. There's a 1% increase in Social Security.
Something is better than nothing, I suppose. But to praise, you know, think that it's a good thing that you actually get an increase on your Social Security to keep up with the rate of inflation.
That's a bunch of bull. We know that.
Yes.
We got 1%, and they raised Medicare 1%. We gained a lot, didn't we?
Yeah.
I mean, gee. But, you know, and talking about states and cities, you know, going bankrupt, obviously. But they keep coming up with a way to spend money. Now, you may saw this. Los Angeles, which is not too well off financially, is paying $40,000 per mile for coating streets to fight climate change.
What
I said. Los Angeles pays $40,000 per mile for street coating to fight climate change. Officials in Los Angeles have been painting streets white. Now, painting the streets white to reduce the effect of urban heat islands and combat the effects of climate change. The L.A. Street Services began rolling out the project last May, with which preliminary testing showed that it has reduced the temperature of roadways up to 10% or 10 degrees. The project involves applying a light gray coating of the product Cool Seal made by a company called Guardtop. So they're spending $40,000 a mile to paint their roads white to save global warming.
Unbelievable.
I mean,
I do believe.
Insane.
I do believe there is an issue with these heat islands. I mean, I think that is part, not all, but part of the changes that we're seeing in our climate. Do I call it climate change, global war? No, I don't. It's what happens to these cities, and you have all this heat. They create these heat islands. And, you know, places like Arizona with all the cement and all the macadam, I mean, you get temperatures, you know, where, you know, you walk in
the sink. It gets hot. Yeah.
I mean, you can literally fry eggs, and you have all this heat, and across all these major metropolitan cities is the same thing in the summer and the heat that
Are they going to paint everything white so you can combat that?
I can't imagine spending $40,000
a mile. Yeah. A mile.
Can't you get some white paint from Sherman Williams? And
everybody buy a gallon, paint up their day. It'll be fine. Yeah.
Paint your little section of the street. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And it is Tuesday, April 24th, and we are still carrying those BU dimes, $330 for $25 face of value. It's a great little starter package. You can throw in a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle for $145. So a great, great buy for both. And but you have to give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I mean, we do have all products, and I carry in the most, the most recognizable and acceptable products. If you're a hobbyist and you're looking for one particular round that was imprinted with, George Washington, no, we don't carry those. The 1 ounce silver rounds we carry are the Buffalo rounds. They're the most popular, the most distinguishable of the 1 ounce silver rounds. So,
well, do you carry the Trump dollar? Do you have the Trump dollar?
No.
Oh, you don't? My
no, I
goodness.
Don't.
That's almost sacrilegious.
Was someone selling Trump dollars?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
No. Yep. No, it's not real money. It's a silver round. People pay more, and I believe in, spending money wisely. I spend my customers' money like it's my money, and that's how I make my recommendations. And I try to get as much as I can for my dollars, and I want to treat the customers the same way. I want to give them as much for their dollars as they can get. So I don't go into the fanciful, the hobbyist, the type product. So anyway, give us a call at 1-800-375-4188.
You made a comment that you spend the money like it's your money. Marsh does my money the same way. She spends it like it's her money. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, yeah, but you guys are married. It is. It is her money.
Oh, come on now.
Sticking up for her. But so what else interesting
well,
do
I,
we
I
have?
Just wanted, I was told by a rather high banking official in this area here four or five months ago, that within the near future, you're going to see less and less people inside the bank. They'll be doing more and more by robots and computers. And I'm dead serious. I mean, that's what I was told. And I know this person. She knows. She's been in banking for 30-some years. She knows what she's talking about. And I just read today an article in China has its first, it's called the China Construction Bank, and it's run by robots, totally by robots. It's all artificial intelligence, facial recognition, virtual reality, all that is run by robots. It has 360 branches across the city in China, and when you walk into the bank, these robots greet you at the door. They use your national ID card to scan in or your facial scan. And I wonder what that's leading up to as far as Mark the Beast. But anyway, so robots take care of you from the beginning to ending. Now, if you want to borrow money, Melody, you sit down across the robot. There's no human reasoning here. There's no human evaluations. The robot runs by AI, and it tells you whether you can bank there or not bank there. And it goes on and on from there. Now, and China has passed out what they call social credits. If you get out of line in China, they'll cut off your privilege to travel and all kinds of things. Could they cut off your privilege to bank?
Oh, I'm sure.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Do you see where this could control everything actually on the planet eventually? And if you don't have the right number of a man, which is your facial scan, Melody, is your ID number. That's what that is. That's a personal number of a man. That's what they talk about the mark of the beast in the Bible. And it goes beyond that. But when they get to the digital pictures of your thumbprints, facial scans, all your biometric IDs, you go to the bank. You have to use that to get in the bank. If you've done something out of line, they can say, "Nope, no service for you today." Wouldn't that be just something to control the people? Do you think it might work very well?
Well, you know what? I also saw that, and for some reason, you know, my computer just froze up, so I don't know if we'll have any technical issues on the program. But, you know, there is a I saw a report today where Bill Gates is going to give, I don't know, $1 billion in order to help fund satellites for a greater surveillance for the world globally. So it's no longer a Big Brother anymore. I mean, I remember years and years and years ago, everybody was a little concerned about Big Brother and so forth, and now it has gone to a point of it will be all about control, and eventually there will be coming in to clean the population. I have no doubt. They'll need to shrink the population. They tried it with abortion. Well, they haven't tried it, but they were successful with abortions here in this country. Everywhere you look, they've even though they say they're giving vaccines to third world countries to help their populations, they still need to cull the populations. So that's what's coming next. I mean, it's along with all of this facial recognition, along with, you know, along with our health. I mean, doesn't anybody see how it's all coming to pass, how it's all coming together to where, I mean, freedoms have...
Oh, they're going away every day.
They go away every day.
Well, you know, you heard about the Georgia Guidestones, and you heard about their rules for, I guess, survival of Mother Earth. They want the population of the world cut down to 500 million in the whole world, Melody.
Yeah.
Well, I always wondered how they would do that. Last night I had a guest on who kind of mentioned, I said, well, the way they're going to do it is they don't need people if they got AI. You got robots and all the other things that run everything. Why do you need people? They got machines now that can make 30 burgers a minute and do it perfectly. You don't need to hire a high school boy or girl, you know, just get the machine in there. It'll pay for itself in a matter of a few shifts because it works all three shifts or whatever you open.
Mm-hmm.
No pay scale to worry about, no insurance pay on them. So they won't need us. This makes more and more sense all the time. It does.
It does. And, you know, there was a lot of talk about the basic income, the universal basic income, where you had all these tech guys, you know, from Tesla, you know, from Musk and Zuckerberg and all of them saying that it was a great deal, you know, because there's not going to be jobs for people and so forth. This is one way to give them money. And there's test trials in California. They're supposed to start off. And Finland was one of the first countries that started this. Well, guess what? They're stopping it because they're saying it isn't working. The eagerness of the government is evaporating. They rejected extra funding. And so it looks like their experiment is just about over.
Well, Bernie Frank has a better one. I'm serious. He does. He just announced. He said he's announcing a proposal promising jobs to all Americans. So forget about that. You won't need that.
I thought that was Bernie Sanders.
I said Frank Sanders. I'm sorry. Duh. Same bunch. Anyway, but Senator Bernie Sanders is set to announce a federal job proposal that would guarantee Melody, a job with at least $15 an hour wage and health benefits to every adult who wants or needs a job, the Washington Post reports. Isn't that wonderful? Guarantee the job, folks. The Senator is still in the early stages of crafting a plan, according to the Post, which would provide job or required training for any American. Sanders' office has yet to release the details of plan funding, but previous large-scale projects proposed by the Vermont Progressive have involved ending tax breaks for the wealthiest Americans and large corporations. Now, I got a question to ask you, Melody. If people that are wealthy got wealthy by working for it and actually earned it and made big money, and we start taking their money, what would be their incentive to keep on producing?
I don't know.
Why would they? I mean, welfare.
Why would they? Yeah.
Welfare breeds welfare, and so they want to eliminate. They want to eliminate working poverty and involuntary unemployment altogether. Involuntary unemployment. Well, if you're unemployed, shouldn't you want to work if you're going? If you want to eat, I mean, just a question. I mean, the Bible says you don't work, you don't eat, but that's silly. Now, who believes that? But so it wants to eliminate working poverty and involuntary unemployment. I believe that Lyndon Baines Johnson said he's going to eliminate poverty back in the 1960s. Do you remember anything about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to eliminate poverty in this country. Now, Sanders is going to eliminate poverty by guaranteeing everybody a job if they want to work. But how about those that don't want to work?
Who does? You know, they're just insane. But you know what? People will jump on that bandwagon and think it's the greatest thing since popcorn. And they don't even think through that something like that wouldn't work anyway. And we're already supposed to be at full employment, so why do we need to create jobs for people to work? You know? We're at full employment. That's what they tell us, right?
That's right. If our founding fathers could see what we've done to what they left us, I don't know what they do. They either hang themselves or hang us. I don't know. Unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable.
But you know what? It's just like everything else. We got free work, free school, free this, free that, and only the few who really work for a living gets to pay for it all. Sounds like a plan.
If you get a chance, go online and look up this article entitled "Government is Replacing Religion," according to researchers. Government is replacing religion. Now, I'm not going to read this to you. We won't have time to, but Karl Marx said this: "Religion is the sigh of the oppressed creature, the heart of the heartless world, and the soul of soulless conditions. It's the opium of the people." And a group of researchers have found, they say, proven the fact that if you have government, you don't need religion. They conclude that religiosity wanes as people get more help from the government programs. Yes, that's Bible, folks. They think that the people replace spiritual help from God with tangible help from the government. Yes, Jeremiah 17:5 says that we've done that. We cursed ourselves with this. So we're seeing Bernie Sanders say, here you go, we're going to give everybody a job that wants to work. You don't need God. We're going to promise you a living. Now, Melody, this is biblical. It's really happening the way the Bible says it's going to happen.
It really is. It really is.
And isn't it amazing how accurate the Word of God is?
True.
It spells out every man's every weakness. One of man's biggest weaknesses is laziness. Get something for nothing. So, anyway, see, you got me started again, didn't you?
But, I just want to bring up, we're almost out of time. I just wanted to go back and do this a little bit on this universal income. But there was these studies that since you were talking about poverty, where the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development said that universal credit would cut the poverty by 9.7%. And we know it's not going to cut the poverty
by
9.7%. It'll probably increase the poverty, not by that amount. And they're trying to create all different types of schemes to try and work this through. Well, again, my question goes back, if the world is having such great economies and there is so much wealth abound, why do you need to create all of these little programs to pay people?
Very, very true.
So, no, ladies and gentlemen, it isn't. It is an illusion. And I'm sorry, we can't grow ourselves out of our problems. It's not going to work because our problems are not being addressed. Everything that's being addressed is just,
superficial.
Or just band-aids.
It's superficial. It's superficial.
Exactly. And
it's like putting a band-aid on an axe cut, I mean, you cut your leg half off, put a band-aid on it. What does that really do?
Yeah, because look at what we got in Washington. I was reading the amount of money. Last week we had Zuckerberg. It was, he was being grilled in D.C. Do you know how much money he gave half of those politicians that were grilling him? this year all the tech companies are flooding money into Washington, but yet the only money that they can ever talk about is the NRA. The NRA is bad, the biggest lobbyists. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're not. They might be big and powerful, and we need them, but there's other lobbyists that are much bigger, more powerful. The Round Table is the most powerful. And that's what. And I was a little disappointed in Rand Paul today. He was going to vote against the confirmation of Pompeo.
I thought he did.
No, he gets ordered. He got a phone call from President Trump, and I guess he got his orders.
Well, I know he said he was going to vote against him.
Nope. So, Trump gave his orders to Rand Paul. Rand Paul backed down, and that's an example of how they're all in Washington. How can you drain the swamp when you've got these people who can't even stand up for what they believe is true and right? Instead, they quit. And I'm not saying those Republicans, I mean, the rhinos that quit, I mean, what did they stand up for? To me, they're little weasels from walking away. What, they didn't want to fight for their elections? They're little weasels.
I agree. I'm watching all election crap on the TV in the hour, with the Senate vote, senators for this state and congressmen this year, and back and forth and back and forth. This guy did this behind the door. This guy, no, he did this. And back and, Melody, I wouldn't spit on his own fire as far as who I'm going to vote for. I couldn't care less who gets in. It's going to be the same thing.
It's the same thing.
That's all I can say. I mean, if one of the men come out and say, I am a born-again believer and I'm going to do my best to stop murdering children, I'm going to stop letting the sodomites and lesbians take over this country, and I'm going to stand with everything in me, then I might listen to that dude. If he say, I'm going to go back to real money, then I might listen to him. But they're not saying that at all.
Not at all. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Butch. I'm Melody Cedarstrom.
You've been
Thursday. You're listening to Financial Survival. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.
In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me